Hello, everyone. Welcome to the post-match podcast on reviewing the game. So, Rob, you're defending 127. So, naturally, the first thing you should do is misfield the first ball and drop a catch on the third ball, isn't it?
Nope. I would do the opposite of that. So, I would have caught the Ivanchi first ball. That would have been my tactic. And I wouldn't have allowed the first ball that Jaiswal faced to be a misfield for two. It's day one for these teams in the IPL. It's their first game of a long season. And they're not ready to field properly. None of them. None of them have fielded well yet. And we've had three games. We've watched three teams chase farcically easy. The result of these games has not been in doubt throughout the chase, has it? At least the bowlers had something to do today, though, Varun, because they had a juicy pitch which had been covered and it rained before the game and all that sort of stuff. So they had something to work with, the bowlers, and they did work with it very well. Jofra and Berger, particularly at the start. But somebody needs to sort this fielding out. It's already a problem. And who knows what happens defending 130 if you get Suryavanshi out first ball? Because Jaiswal wasn't smoking it, was he? He ended up getting a run of ball today.
Yeah, and Jurel would have come in early. He's first time batting at three. Who knows? There's a lot of the consequences that could have happened as a result of it. But how good was Vaibhav Suryavanshi, though, regardless of that drop?
Post-drop, I mean, he's the most exciting player to watch in world cricket. And I don't know how the bat swing he's got is physically possible. I don't know how it's possible for a child to dominate fully grown men in a sport where power and pace and hand-eye and everything is a thing, right? There's a guy called Luke Littler who smashed the darts world to bits at 16, 17, 18, that kind of age. And you're like, okay, he's 18 years old. He's really good at darts. I get it, right? He practiced darts loads when he was a kid. He's really, really good at throwing darts. Fine. But this is cricket. This is a sport where you're meant to get to your batting peak after you've been doing it for a decade or something. And that's professionally, right? Doing it against professional bowlers for 10 years. And he'd never faced them ever. And he walked in and hit his first ball of the IPL for six last year. And if he'd have got out first ball today, then what is the media about him then? But he didn't, because they dropped it. So he then smoked 50 off how many balls was it? 13? 15? How many?
15, 15.
50 off 15. I mean, we kind of gloss past these things. A 15-year-old child, who was 15 3 days ago, by the way, a 15-year-old child got 50 off 15 balls in the Indian Premier League today. And in the first innings, guys like Sanju, 6 off 7, clean bowled. Guy Quad, 6 off 11, clean bowled. Matray, 0 off 1. Matt Short, 2 off 7, right? They couldn't do very well today, could they? This 15-year-old child got 50. I mean, it's just absolutely absurd how talented he is. And we asked Robbie on the live, what would you do with him? And he's like, let the talent flourish and don't overcomplicate things for him. If he wants an ice cream now, let him have one, right? What flavour would you prescribe, Varun?
I'm more of a salted caramel man myself. What about you, Rob?
That's a good shout. I don't know, just like as much chocolate as you can fit in it, really.
I mean, I guess his batting is a lot like Rocky Road, isn't it?
I mean, his innings is like Rocky Road. Yeah. But if you don't, this is, again, it always comes back to the same bloody thing. It's why catching is so important. Because if you give a guy like that a life or multiple lives, you are going to pay. Because he's not a 180 strike rate. He's a 300 strike rate. These are the numbers we're talking in now. And 200 strike rate, like his IPL strike rate today went up a little bit, but it was already 230.
I mean, 200 strike rate is a slow day for him, isn't it? That's when he's anchoring. Yeah,
and I watched him in the Under-19 World Cup where he sometimes had to rein it in a little bit. He is capable of doing it. We've not seen it in the IPL. But whoever's in charge, it looks like they are doing this, to be fair, should just say, your job is to smoke every single ball. Just do that. And we'll see how we get on with that for now. And we don't have to do anything more complicated. But how good is he at doing that, to pace and spin? He's just mowing everybody. And he looks stronger than the seasoned international pros that he's playing with. How is that a thing when he's 15?
I don't understand the biology of it, because he should still be developing, right? He's only going to get stronger and stronger. And that's a terrifying thought if you're a bowler, isn't it?
Yeah, well, how do you bowl to him? Like, I can't see a discernible way of stopping him from hitting.
Let's say conservatively, what, like he's going to gain like 15 to 20 kilograms of mass as he gets older and he works in the gym, right? That's a lot of size on a guy who's already that powerful.
Yeah, I mean, he can he hits the ball so hard and so far now, and he's a child. It's difficult to remind yourself of this. It's not like some new kid that's turned up and is really good, who's 18. Like Matre is still a kid, but he's got 5 or 6 years on Jaiswal, hasn't he? It's on Suyabanchi. It's absurd. Like Jaiswal's a kid, really. He's only 24, Jaiswal, and he's like an old man compared to this guy. He's got 9 years on it. It's nuts that what we're watching. And like we watch so much cricket, don't we? And we watch so many chases, you know, happen easily, and that was another one. But the thing that is so different about this is we're watching something that we've never seen before. We've not seen a child rip up a professional sport in quite this way. Not one that involves as much physicality as cricket does, as batting, as smoking the ball. He's not some like Angle's genius that's guiding the ball to all parts, who's going to get found out by cramping up his strength or whatever. He can hit the ball 360 degrees. He's mainly in front of the wicket, isn't he? His sixes. But bloody hell. Like the power of this kid is stunning. It's a stunning watch every time.
I have travelled the cricketing world, and so I've collected two things: the phone numbers of random taxi drivers and overseas SIM cards. Rideshare apps have fixed the first part, and Sally is doing the second. Now, all you need is their eSIM on whatever plan works for you. You activate it, and you can use it anywhere in the cricketing world. It helps you save money. It is a global solution to a global problem. Stop fiddling with tiny sims and get the one that does it all. Go to Sally.com Good Areas and use the code Good Areas to get an exclusive 15% off your first purchase. Fly free with Sally.
The other thing is, like, we've seen like two absolute roads in the first two games, didn't we? Like, this wasn't actually a batting friendly pitch. We saw steam early on, we saw swing. Then when Jadeja came in, when he was ragging a couple of those balls, isn't he? So this is not, I don't think this is a 128 pitch, like what Chennai made it look like. But this is what, let's say on a decent day, you get 160 on this. We could make a game out of it. But he was so good in the power, he just never let that rate ever be a problem, right? And all the batters that came after could just confidently smoke it.
Yeah, he allowed Jarrell to come in and just go, all right, then I'll batter it from ball. I mean, they chased 130 in 12 overs without bothering Hetmyer. You know, Hetmyer didn't do a single thing today.
And Jaiswal looked scratchy the whole game, all innings.
And so I would always say, like, why the hell have we got a guy who's 38 not out of 36 at the end of that chase? But Jared's point is fair, that it's better for them long-term to get some miles into his legs, you know, let him have a bit of a net and hope that he feels better next time, because he was very scratchy. And 38, but nobody tamed that pitch. You know, Overton was the only one that got any runs in the first innings, and he was near enough a runner ball. He probably ended up strike rate 120 or something. But 50 off 15, man, like, we're going to be talking about this kid for a hell of a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. So also, we should probably talk about Chennai's batting or lack thereof at some point, shouldn't we? So, because I thought the Rajasthan bowlers clearly did their homework. And I was saying this on some of our lives before, is both Ruthraj and Sanju have the same weakness, which is good length. And they kept spamming it again and again at that good length, right? The one boundary Sanju gets was a lucky edge. On top of that, Gaikwad plays a fantastic overdrive, right? Which is a horrible ball, but still. And then he just looked like the dot balls got to him, and he got a horrible shot to get out in the end.
Yeah, that was... So Sanju got an unbelievably good ball. That was a great ball.
Yeah.
It hit the seam exactly on the seam, and then it just moved away and belted top of off. Like, that's an unbelievable delivery. I think that gets loads of players out. But Gaikwad, what was he, 2 off 9 or something? And then he was... Yeah. Six after he gets the pie, which he did play a really nice shot, but it was a very bad ball, it should have gone for 4, it went for 4. You then think, okay, well, that's going to settle him down. But the shot that he got out to, he's backing away 2 yards against Jofra Archer, who was on one. Like, the good Jofra Archer is not a guy you take liberties with like that. And he lost his wicket. And the thing is, they had such a long tail today with the side that they inexplicably picked with Overton as their number 7. That wasn't, it was, you know, Gaikwad's not your man for that anyway, for taking loads of risks in the power play, but he's just lost his mate, then he did it, then Matre gets a first baller. All of a sudden you've got Matt Short batting, who is absolutely not equipped to be a number four in bowler-friendly conditions. It's not his thing. His dismissal was hopeless. And then over to Sarfraz, who's obviously got a point to prove, and Kartik, and then Jubei came in, and his answer to the problem was, I'm going to hit every ball for six, and got out very quickly. It was a silly batting innings, wasn't it? But I didn't really like the look of Chennai's batting first lineup, and you certainly didn't, Baron, did you?
No, I just couldn't believe it. I was like, did they mess up at the toss? Did they give the bowling lineup first? I was like, why the hell is Jamie Overton batting at number seven in your batting lineup? Then it's like, on a live, people were saying maybe it was a case of, well, if things went wrong, they could always get another batter, and otherwise they'll just use it to get a bowler. But why? Like, why are you experimenting unnecessarily? You already have so many injuries. You don't need to do
game
that.
Game one of the IPL. Yeah. Sort it out.
Yeah, we have a super chat from Lokesh asking us that. CSK fluke finished or too early to say? I'm just going to say slightly, hopefully, that it is too early. I can't imagine they'll be this bad again. They might still be really bad this season, but I don't think it will be this bad again.
Well, Chennai can be that bad again because we've watched a lot of Chennai, but they can also flip seasons on their head, right? Brevis is a big miss. Like, when Brevis came into the Chennai ranks last season, he got the most runs like four times out of six or something. He was a revelation and he turned the whole thing around, as did Matre. You know, maybe they'll learn that they need to pick Ervil, which every team needs to pick. We need more Ervil. but yeah, it also, having a wicket keeper that isn't MS Dhoni appeared to affect them in the field a bit. He didn't keep well, did he? He let the byes through. He didn't react fast enough to a nick that should have been a catch. Dhoni doesn't, you know, there was the four byes never happens if Dhoni's keeping there. Maybe that rattled them a little bit. But the team that they got on the park today didn't look equipped to give Raj. And it was a 50-50 game yesterday, you know, when we looked at the odds, literally 50-50. And if they played again tomorrow, you wouldn't put 50-50 up, would you?
Yeah, I think I said it yesterday. It feels too low for Rajasthan. I thought they were favourites going into the game, even yesterday. I just did not trust Chennai at all.
Yeah, the thing is, they've got a long enough season to answer some of these questions, but I don't like to see teams coming out for game one of a season and look like they don't know what they're up to. Like, what's the plan? Like, in the middle overs today, it was like, are we rebuilding or are we blasting? Because one of them was doing one and one of them was doing the other. Like, I don't think that they ended up doing half of one and half of the other. Like, Jubei tried to smoke them out of trouble and then they just went, all right, we're going to bat the overs. We're going to try, you know, the 10th wicket partnership got a load of runs, more than Chennai have ever got before in a 10th wicket partnership. But Rajasthan didn't look remotely bothered that they were taking singles. They were just like, all right, if you want 130, have it then. The same as 110 as far as we're concerned. We're going to smoke the runs off anyway. But what the IPL needs, and we've only had three, is it needs a good game, because we've had three terrible cricket matches so far as, you know, who's going to win is concerned. And the watching public, you know, don't particularly want to know the result. Today it was like five overs in, we knew the result. And the other two games, it was two overs into the chase, we knew the result, even though they're chasing north of 200.
To be fair, I knew the result the moment Vaibhav hit a six. I was like, the game's done. The moment he was dropped, I was like, the game's gone.
Yeah. And what have we got tomorrow? A bit of Punjab. Now we're talking.
Who are they playing?
GT.
Oh, that is an interesting game.
Good matchup, isn't it? It's the ones that think that you can defer risk and take your time against Wham Bam Thank You Ma'am.
Yeah, what is it? Cooper Conley is the number three, apparently.
Well, that's what Crick Info have said. For a guy that can't bowl, whose only contribution to the Big Bash was getting wickets, and he got quite a few, actually. He bowled quite nicely. I don't get it. With the resources they've got, you don't need a very, very, very out-of-form Cooper Connolly as your number three for the season with the team that they could put on the park. Like, I was nowhere near that. I think you go Ear 3, Wadera 4, and you could go Mitch Owen at 5 if you want to. You've got Omazai, Marco, Bartlett, there's loads of options there. One thing that's interesting to me here,
Sorry, you don't want Shreyas to go inside the power play against if the ball is moving. You have Mitch Owen to kind of whack it, right? As a backup,
Mitch Owen is as good a power play whacker as there is on the circuit. Here's an interesting thing for you. We've had three games so far. We've had 200 chased, 220 chased, and this load of nonsense. And three bowlers have been man of the match. Three bowlers.
That is very rare.
Maybe that's something to keep an eye on with the tournament moving forward, because Shardul got it yesterday and I never thought that was possible for 3 for 40. That never, ever wins. Berger's just been given it for that game. And
yeah, what makes sense.
What was the first one? Duffy got it in the other one. So, yeah. three out of three for the bowlers. That never happens in the IPL.
Yeah, they hate these. Even in cricket in general, bowlers never get man of the match awards, right?
Yeah.
What's the logic of it? It's usually on a good batting pitch, you give it to the best batter. On a good bowling pitch, you still give it to the best batter because no one else makes runs, right? That's the usual IPL man of the player of the match logic.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Are we forgetting anything else from this game? Because I honestly can't remember what actually happened in this game.
Amazing start with the ball arrowing at the stumps and bowling proper length.
Yes, that was a good ball. Yeah, the starting was that was unbelievably fun.
And then we told you what happened in the chase. It was a school kid made fully grown men look like school kids is what happened, and battered them all around the playground, and that was the end of that. And everybody shook hands and we're done. We don't need to talk about this game anymore, do we? Let's on to the next one.
All right. So thank you so much for watching, guys. We hope you had fun. We'll see you again tomorrow on the live, or at least some of us will. I don't know who's actually on tomorrow. So bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Ruckshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv.
If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.